Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The New Jersey Transit rail strike is over after the agency and the engineers union reached a tentative agreement, but the trains won't start moving until tomorrow. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Hamilton station in Mercer County.
New Jersey Transit officials say they needed to spend this entire day inspecting equipment and the rails, and that's why they couldn't get the trains rolling until tomorrow. So the contingency plan was in place to start the work week. That meant the coach buses that were promised were taking people from four stations, including Hamilton, up to the New York area during the morning rush. They left every few minutes. Joe Kemp, like other riders, just rolled with the punches here.
You got to strike, I guess, sometimes. Glad it wasn't that long.
At least one rider, though, wasn't happy. She told us the bus ride would take too long, so she left. Now, things are expected to be back to normal tomorrow because of this tentative agreement that New Jersey Transit CEO Chris Colluri says is a win for everybody.
Ultimately, what we got was what I truly consider a fiscally responsible package that paid them the fair wages that they needed.
The union had been pushing for higher wages after working without a new contract for 6 years. Members still need to ratify the deal. The New Jersey Transit Board also needs to sign off, and that could all happen in the coming weeks. In Hamilton, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's your chance to weigh in on SEPTA's doomsday budget proposal. SEPTA is holding a public hearing on the service cuts, station closures, and fare increases it says would result if the $213 million budget gap isn't filled. But first, riders and elected officials rallied outside SEPTA's headquarters. That's where we found KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The service cuts SEPTA has proposed are well documented. Without more transit funding from the state, the transit agency plans to cut dozens of bus routes, eliminate service on five regional rail lines, and end all rail service at 9 p.m. So what's happening now is transit advocates and elected officials are rallying out on Market Street in front of SEPTA's headquarters in anticipation of the public hearings. Connor Deschmaker is with the group Transit for All PA. He says government needs to treat this like the I-95 collapse 2 years ago.
This is the kind of system failure that we all fear when we think about public goods. SEPTA serves four times as many riders as I-95 through Philadelphia every single day. And we think about how that was treated as a national news item with a million people, invested in it. And we need to think the same way about public transportation.
And in many cases, the people who are testifying today will be preaching to the choir. SEPTA agrees it needs more funding. The message now is to Harrisburg to include some sort of dedicated transit funding in the state budget.
Meanwhile, police in Delaware County are asking for your help as they search for the person who shot and killed a 16-year-old boy in Upper Darby. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
Upper Darby police say it was shortly before 3 p.m. Sunday when they got word that a 16-year-old boy was shot close to Long Lane in Marshall Road. They say that boy was in an argument with another juvenile. That's when the other juvenile pulled out a gun and shot the victim in the back. The victim was taken to Penn Presbyterian Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police have two still images and video footage of a person wanted in connection with the shooting, and they're asking for the public's help identifying him. The Upper Darby School District is providing resources and support to the victim's family, as well as students and staff. And it was just in March when a 15-year-old Upper Darby High School student was shot and killed on a SEPTA bus in West Philadelphia. At Upper Darby High School in Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's next district attorney will be chosen in tomorrow's primary election. Judge Patrick Dugan is challenging incumbent Larry Krasner on the Democratic side. There are no Republican candidates in the DA's race. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Pat Dugan says he's running because, as a judge, he saw prosecutions decline after D.A. Krasner took office and is concerned about the consequences for Philadelphia.
It's been upwards to 70% of the cases that actually get charged, they wind up withdrawing. So it's outrageous that victims, and frankly defendants, and our society are not getting their days in court because of his non-prosecution.
Dugan claims to have been a fan of Krasner and believes in restorative justice. He helped create a diversionary court to keep defendants who are veterans out of jail. But he says he's been disappointed by the DA's policies.
People need to be held accountable.
DA Krasner, meanwhile, seems not to be running against Dugan, but against Donald Trump.
Fundamentally, I believe what this election is about is the same thing that our times are about. You are in a moment in this country when there are people who are trying to destroy our connection to equality and we are here to support it.
Krasner has won twice by leaning into progressive politics, and incumbency is an advantage in a low turnout race, as this one usually is. Republicans are not running a candidate. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.